Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «эй» и «и» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В списке 1 и 6 есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
The story of jazz is one in musical form totally unlike any before it. Even though jazz grew out of music that had existed for centuries, jazz was not learned in schools. Many of its creators could not even read music. Early jazz often was not performed in formal concert halls with quiet seated audiences like the other music. Instead, jazz shows were outdoor events during which people marched, moved about, or sometimes rode in horse-drawn wagons.
Speaker B.
What made jazz different? It was experimental music that broke away from traditional musical forms. Jazz was a highly personal music that focused on individual interpretation and rhythm. The jazz musician had the freedom to compose and reshape the music according to his or her feelings. The freedom to change and experiment with the music while playing it, known as improvisation, is the main ingredient of jazz.
Speaker C.
It took time for jazz to grow into distinct musical form, but this happened around the turn of the century. New Orleans had considerable influence on the development of jazz. It was a city full of music and good times influenced by several cultures – Spanish, French, Anglo-American, and African-American. This atmosphere created an ideal place for jazz to grow.
Speaker D.
But the inspiration for jazz came mainly from the music, the feelings, in short the history, of blacks in America. Black slaves were denied the chance to practice their African customs in America, and most were denied the opportunity to an education. So they found other ways of self-expression. Music was a large part of this, and it developed into distinct styles. Blues and ragtime were the forerunners of jazz.
Speaker E.
The popularity of jazz in New Orleans began to fall in 1917. Many bars closed down. Musicians out of work began to leave the city. Some took Mississippi River boats northbound. During the 1920s, Chicago became the new center for jazz. Other musicians traveled from California to New York and even went on to Europe. As jazz spread, it gained popularity and developed new forms. Jazz musicians have continued to improvise, and because of this, jazz music has continued to change and evolve.
Now, you will listen to the text again. Speaker A.
The story of jazz is one in musical form totally unlike any before it. Even though jazz grew out of music that had existed for centuries, jazz was not learned in schools. Many of its creators could not even read music. Early jazz often was not performed in formal concert halls with quiet seated audiences like the other music. Instead, jazz shows were outdoor events during which people marched, moved about, or sometimes rode in horse-drawn wagons.
Speaker B.
What made jazz different? It was experimental music that broke away from traditional musical forms. Jazz was a highly personal music that focused on individual interpretation and rhythm. The jazz musician had the freedom to compose and reshape the music according to his or her feelings. The freedom to change and experiment with the music while playing it, known as improvisation, is the main ingredient of jazz.
Speaker C.
It took time for jazz to grow into distinct musical form, but this happened around the turn of the century. New Orleans had considerable influence on the development of jazz. It was a city full of music and good times influenced by several cultures: Spanish, French, Anglo-American, and African-American. This atmosphere created an ideal place for jazz to grow.
Speaker D.
But the inspiration for jazz came mainly from the music, the feelings, in short the history, of blacks in America. Black slaves were denied the chance to practice their African customs in America, and most were denied the opportunity to an education. So they found other ways of self-expression. Music was a large part of this, and it developed into distinct styles. Blues and ragtime were the forerunners of jazz.
Speaker E.
The popularity of jazz in New Orleans began to fall in 1917. Many bars closed down. Musicians out of work began to leave the city. Some took Mississippi River boats northbound. During the 1920s, Chicago became the new center for jazz. Other musicians traveled from California to New York and even went on to Europe. As jazz spread, it gained popularity and developed new forms. Jazz musicians have continued to improvise, and because of this, jazz music has continued to change and evolve.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.